Are your weekday evenings full of exhaustion, crying, meltdowns, lots of activities, and just painful periods of emotional dysregulation on school evenings? Well, if that's you, I'm actually going to share with you today a little secret on how a homework routine can actually transform your family's life. I know it sounds crazy, but join me to find out how.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And today we're chatting all about how a homework routine, believe it or not, could actually transform your evening with your family. And really, if you think about it, it's just kind of like how every routine can be really beneficial and supportive for your family because it really helps lay out expectations and boundaries and build in that fun too. It helps us to be able to survive as parents who are working and busy and really fit the other things in. I remember watching a friend who had four kids and she was a little bit older than me. And I remember watching and seeing her having her kids all rereading and doing some homework. And I'm like, how in the heck does that girl do it? Because, and still thrive and, you know, do the other things that needed to be done. I'm like, I don't get how you can fit all that in. Anyway, I have come to figure that out because it was a problem that I needed to solve. And I always say when you're starting with creating a routine, you need to think about what's that pain point? What's that thing you're always coming up against you're trying to solve? And for us right now, it's homework, but sometimes, well, it's not a problem for my kids, but it's a problem for me because I know that it's something that we are going to value in the future. And so we need to start teaching and training our kids that now. Anyway, I'm going to get into all that. But around here, you may hear some chit chatter because it is 6 a.m. and I've yet to get up early on my own because children are always following me. It's like a mother duck with their little ducklings. So there's always somebody behind me working on sleeping in a little bit, but that is hard for them, apparently. I wish it was hard for me. Anyway, so I want to chat a little bit about how a homework routine can actually help your family thrive in the evenings. So let me paint a little picture. I don't know if you can relate to this, but our evenings, we're both working full-time, full-time working parents, and our kids are in sports. So there's basketball, there's dance, there's now violin a couple times a week, there's running, there's all of the things that come with being a kid in school. And we really value those things for our kids. You know, it helps to build those skills of like independence, but also like, you know, craft their interests. And they also are really good at, you know, getting that energy out at the end of the day. So those are very important. And I really know around here, there's a lot of families that are very much into hockey. It's huge right now. And it's kind of overlaps with baseball. So they can be busy evenings heading back in school. So along with those busy evening activities, we're back in the full swing of school, which means, well, I don't know about you, but it means emotional children around here. Everybody is emotionally and physically exhausted after school. But the funny thing is that when that presents in children, it doesn't present as in them wanting to like snuggle and lay down and what, like just go to sleep. It presents in screaming and crying and tears and tantrums and attitudes if you have the little preteens like me. And arguments and seemingly fighting. So that can sometimes make our evenings feel really chaotic when you're trying to move from thing to thing and you're feeling like running up against a lot of emotions with your children and us, right? We're full on with these schedules too after, you know, more of a relaxing pace in the summer. So there's kind of like a lot of feelings and emotions all around. And we, as parents, I think, especially after the pandemic and seeing how we like how kids were learning at home, feel the need to do the homework. And I'm going to preface this by saying, as a teacher, and I guess maybe this isn't for everybody, I can't speak for all teachers, but in my experience, homework should be for practicing habits and learning the skill to be independent in the future with studying and learning. So I, as a teacher, would never send something home that is not a mastered skill. What that means is something your child could do independently. So if that's the case, you may just want to have a look at what's being sent home and why. But for me and my rule at our house, we're not doing things that are going to be taking a lot of teaching, because that's what school's for. At home, school is for, or at home, homework is for practicing and is for learning how to incorporate those important things in our life that we need to do, just like chores. So it to me, homework is similar to a chore. We have to get kids to support the family, and being part of a family means you have to take part in, you know, the chores as well. It doesn't mean things have to be super hard. It means that we have to learn that it is an important part of, like, we value it as a family, and it's what we expected. It's how we learn to be, you know, adults and productive adults in the future. So that's kind of my whole mindset. And I find that if you think of it in that frame of mind of, I'm using this method of homework as a way of teaching and training my kids for the future to be independent and to be able to value study, you know, working towards the goal, whatever that is, because it can look like a lot. So I'm not saying everyone's going to go to university and study that way, but like, there's lots of ways that we have to work towards a goal in our life, and having those habits ingrained is really important. And so that's kind of like our job as parents, teach and train our kids to be independent in the future. And so this is one of those skills, just like chores. And if we think about it like that, really homework doesn't have to be challenged. Now, it's not going to say that our kids don't find it a challenge. So when you say we're going to do homework, I'm sure you're going to get the pushback. You're going to get the fighting, the screaming, the arguments, all the things, just like we do over here. But just like any habit or any routine, it's about practicing, and it's about making it a demand that's reasonable for your kids during that time and what their capacity is to be able to succeed. Because the goal is that our kids need to succeed with this. It needs to feel easy, and it needs to feel something like they can accomplish, and it doesn't need to drain them and feel hard. So at first, yes, when you're implementing any routine, it's going to take practice, it's going to take pushing to kind of walk them through it, because that's not something that's by nature that they want to do. But I'm in my homework workshop, I'll talk about later, I share ways to actually encourage that easily. But having this routine is actually going to help your kids thrive a little bit better in their evening. So one of the ways that a homework routine is going to help your kids thrive in their evening is because they will know what to expect. There will be boundaries in place. There will be an expectation. And oftentimes our children are maybe having some emotional dysregulation, let's say, because they go from a really structured environment to a non-structured environment at home, which is okay, because we do need a break from that. However, having some flexible boundaries at home in the evenings will really help to keep those emotions a little bit more in check, because they'll know what to expect. That's just like any routine. Same as if you were going to do bedtime. You're going to have the pushback and the wanting to stay up late and the I need 600 drinks if you don't have kind of a little bit of a framework of what we do. Our kids don't want to have to use their brains too much, just like us. So we need to have a little bit of a step-by-step on what we do so they know what to expect. So having a routine around homework will help your kids to just put one foot in front of the other, follow the paces, and not have to think too hard, especially if they know it's easy. So that's why a homework routine will be really important in the evening and help you to have less meltdowns when you have these little routines and structures in place. Another reason why your family is going to benefit and thrive on a homework routine in the evenings is because you're actually going to, by nature, time manage your evenings a little bit better. So I know we feel like we don't have the time to fit this in, but it's actually less than 10 minutes. And if we are trying to fit things that are important in, like a soccer practice, eating supper, shower, and homework routine, if we're thinking about that, we're able to structure our evening a little bit so that we can make the important things happen. We usually do make the practice happen, right? So if we value it and we want to make this happen, then we can actually time manage our evening to incorporate it. And it's one of those things that takes practice, but it just by nature almost encourages you to put a little bit of more of a routine in your whole evening in place, like what events happen after the next. So that's going to help everybody kind of function a little bit better when there's some consistency with what's happening in your evening, even if the things in your evening, you know, are different every night because practices aren't the same. And, you know, some nights you might have them and some nights you may not, and that might look different. But when there's a little bit of a pattern, it really helps you to time manage a bit better. And that can really help your family function better and have less meltdowns because they know what to expect. Another reason why a homework routine will dramatically transform your evening is because it actually is going to give your kids what they want. I know that sounds a little counterintuitive, but say your kids are really into electronics or they really want to play outside with their friend. Or what's another thing? My kids really want to, I don't know, watch a show. With this homework routine that I could teach you, it will help you. It will let your kids get the thing that they want at the end of it. And so oftentimes that's the meltdown. So I'm going to walk you through how this would happen. You're going to say, okay, it's time for homework. And they're like, I don't want to do homework. I want to play. I want to go on my Switch. I want to go outside. I want to read or what? Please not read. I want to watch a show. And you say, oh, do you want to watch a show? Oh, do you want to play Switch? Oh, do you want to go outside? Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to play Switch. I want to watch a show. Okay, great. You're going to get to do that. First, you're going to do these easy things for homework. And look, as soon as you get that done, you're going to get to play your Switch, go outside, whatever. And automatically, when you validate your kid's feeling of this is the thing I want, oh, do you want that? You can have it. They're going to bring their energy level down and they're going to regulate a little bit easier because you're actually telling them, yes, you can have what you want, and they don't have to still scream at you for it. So it's a trick I use all the time when my kids are melting down. And it's a first then. First, we do this quick homework, then you can have the Switch. And I'm going to tell you another trick, parents, is the thing that you're going to need to do is make sure the first few nights that they get that thing very fast and that they complete that easy homework very fast to get them on board with you. I'm telling you right now that these things are really going to help your family feel a lot more settled once you have them in place. But I know, just like anything else, that it's really hard to implement these things as busy working parents, especially when we're exhausted. We feel like we have nothing left in the tank. We can't take on one more thing. I promise you that in the end, this would make things a lot easier. And the cool thing about a homework system is eventually they don't need it and they can do it on their own. But I'm going to teach you all of this, all the scripts. You're going to leave with the actual system, the materials and everything, in my homework routine workshop that I am teaching on October 1st at 3 p.m. And that's really going to help you to know how to implement this for your family. Like I always say, this is something that works for my family. It may not work for everyone, but when you come to the homework workshop, you get to brainstorm your specific situations and I can help you to figure that out. And you're going to leave with one of these workshops. And guess what? It's completely free. So grab your spot in my show notes or at the link in my bio on Instagram, and I will make sure that you get a spot. Now, if you feel like you can't make that time, no problem. As long as you register, all of these things will be sent to you. You will get it to watch in your own time. And like I always say, I'm always here to chat and help work through these things with you because sometimes it just helps an outside perspective to have a little bit of, feedback and support to brainstorm what this could look like for your family and how it can make your evenings so much simpler. So go grab your spot in the homework workshop for this weekend and you will leave with this whole system that you can actually adapt to many other things in your life. Hint, hint. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely week ahead and this is really helpful for your family this week. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat and let's do it again soon. sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.